Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Minio, the high-performance Kubernetes native object store that's built for the multi-cloud, creating a consistent data storage layer for your public cloud instances, your private cloud instances, and even your edge instances, depending upon what the heck you're defining those as, which depends probably on where you work. It's getting that unified is one of the greatest challenges facing developers and architects today. It requires S3 compatibility, enterprise-grade security and resiliency, the speed to run any workload, and the footprint to run anywhere, and that's exactly what Minio offers. With superb read speeds in excess of 360 gigs and a 100 megabyte binary that doesn't eat all the data you've got on the system, it's exactly what you've been looking for. Check it out today at min.io/download and see for yourself. That's min.io/download, and be sure to tell them that I sent you.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. Let's get after it. I'm in Seattle this week. Amazon Aurora Serverless V1 now supports customer configurable maintenance windows. I like how Aurora Serverless V1 and V2 are each getting diverging capabilities and are still under active development. Given that neither one can scale to zero, neither counts as serverless by a variety of definitions, including some of the early AWS white papers on the topic. Amazon CloudWatch Internet Monitor is now generally available. From the makers of Happy Fun status page that lies to you comes better observability about the overall state of the internet. This is AWS's managed service for plausible deniability. AWS Lambda Power Tools for .NET is now generally available. The SawStop table saw has a great feature built in. When it detects flesh-like capacitance disruption, it fires a cartridge that stops and retracts the blade basically instantly. It's an amazingly great safety mechanism that's well worth the price. By contrast, if you're not careful, the Lambda Power Tools will take your hand clean off, but it's still worth exploring for the functionality. If you don't believe me, just ask old Stumpy, the serverless architect. Amazon Neptune Serverless now scales down to 1 NCU to save costs. 1 is not 0, and thus Neptune Serverless isn't. At over $70 a month minimum, you're not going to be deploying these to every branch you've got in development, and thus it violates a bunch of what people think of as serverless tenets. AWS Control Tower announces a progress tracker for landing zone setup and upgrades. Also from the makers of Happy Fun status page that lies to you comes a new progress bar that will take a page from Microsoft's playbook, I suspect. In the works, AWS region in Malaysia. I didn't realize Malaysia had a data residency requirement, but of course it does. Otherwise, AWS wouldn't build a region there. It's the same reason they won't build one in the central US until some state passes such a law, which they'll do as soon as they realize that it would mean a multi-billion dollar investment from Amazon comes headed their way. New, Amazon LightSail for research with all-in-one research environments. Just when I'm on the verge of forgetting about LightSail, because it makes me regret the sharp edges of the other AWS services, they come out with neat enhancements like this to remind me that they do in fact exist. Announcing Amazon ECS task definition deletion. This is a sad feature enhancement. This was previously an immutable auditing database that didn't require blockchain nonsense, but now it can't be used that way anymore. Nuts.
This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. I'm not going to dance around the problem. Your engineers are burned out. They're tired from pagers waking them up at 2 a.m. for something that could have waited until after their morning coffee. Ring, ring. Who's there? It's Nagios, the original Call of Duty. They're fed up with relying on 2 or 3 different monitoring tools that still require them to manually trudge through logs to decipher what might be wrong. Simply put, there is a better way. Observability tools like Honeycomb and very little else, because they do admittedly set the bar, show you the patterns and outliers of how users experience your code in complex and unpredictable environments, so you can spend less time firefighting and more time innovating. It's great for your business, great for your engineers, and most importantly, great for your customers. Try free today at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. That's honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud.
Announcing the end of Windows installer support for AWS tools for Windows. Wow, AWS deprecated a thing. Sure, it's a busted janky thing that has a better answer, but people were, to my understanding, still using it. Avatar, The Way of Water, The Future of Filmmaking. The team ran 3.3 billion thread hours on AWS, meaning the movie was basically Avatar, The Way of Cloud Bills. Yowza! And finally, a detailed overview of Trusted Advisor Organizational Dashboard. Ah, yes, Trusted Advisor, the service that suggests that I first terminate an unused instance in my account to save $20 a month, then suggests I buy a reserved instance for that same instance to save $10 a month, then suggests I resize it to an instance that costs $5 to save $15 a month, then rolls the whole thing up as a potential savings of $45 on my $20 instance. Trusted is doing an awful lot of undifferentiated heavy lifting in that service name. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn. Have fun.